our co-chairman is not able to be here today, so I'll be taking over his duties. So I'd like to call the June 13th meeting of the Code Enforcement Board to order. And Amy, will you call the roll?
Ms. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Bourne's is coming in, so we'll get Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr. Bourne's is here. And Ms. Kundig?
Here.
And Mr. Sino is here as well. Mr. Brown did call and say he was unable to make it today, so I don't know if we need to excuse that.
Would someone make a motion to excuse Mr. Brown? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Okay. Mr. Brown is excused. All right, we'll move on to the meeting minutes from May 9th. Did everybody have a chance to read them? Any additions or corrections?
Move to accept the minutes.
I have a motion. Need a second?
I believe Ms. Hines second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, that passes. So anyone like to disclose any ex parte communications?
I have no ex parte communications, but I do want to make the record clear. There are two people on the agenda. Mr. McGurn, who I have been acquaintance with for many years, no, we've never discussed anything, but I just want. And the other is, I see Dennis Thomas is on here. Mr. Thomas and I have a business arrangement in Ormond Beach on a piece of property that has nothing to do with this, and we've never discussed this north property, so I don't know if there's a conflict there or not. Okay.
I'm announcing Mr. Thomas's case in compliance.
Oh, good.
That takes care of that problem.
That takes care of that. Thank you.
One issue.
Okay. That.
Can I just say something?
Yeah. Please.
I had a situation last night with a member of a code enforcement board on a different board, and he had gone ahead and met somebody in the supermarket, and they was discussing the case. So let me explain to you again the law. The law is very clear that if you should not be you should try everything you possibly can to avoid any ex parte communication. Sometimes it's unavoidable. If you do get ex parte communication, you're in the super public, somebody gets up and starts talking about the case and won't shut up, just go ahead and say thank you. Come to the meeting and say, yes, there was some ex parte communication that I did receive. I'm disclosing it so everybody knows that what had happened, but it will not affect anything that I do and any decision I make here at this meeting. So remember that. So remember, if you do have ex parte communication, disclose, and then, of course, if it doesn't affect your decision here at the meeting, then you have no problem. If it is going to affect your decision at the meeting, then you probably need to avoid voting on the matter. Just the second thought, as far as what Mr. Harrington was saying about if a particular person out there, you have a business relationship where you're going to be gaining economically by the decision you're making here today, of course that would be a conflict of interest, and you need to avoid that vote, and also need to fill out the appropriate paperwork. But because you have an economic interest with someone somewhere else, it may not be a problem. But it's in your situation, they're in compliance anyway, so it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions on that issue? Okay.
Okay, moving on. Amy, do you have any announcements?
Yes, ma'am. We have a few cases that are in compliance that are not listed on the agenda.
Okay.
Case number one is in compliance, and I believe it was June 10th. I have the paperwork in my email. Case number 14, CEB 061361 for 524 Pine Street, is in compliance as of today, June 13th. And case number 17, CEB 061364 for 616 North Street, is in compliance as of today, also June 13th. And I believe that is it.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, we have with us today Ms. Hartman. Mr. Jackson's not with us today, so bear with her.
If she'll bear with me, we'll do just fine. Okay.
I believe it was June 10th, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Would staff like to come forward to be sworn in, please?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, we're going to take something out of order today. We're going to start with case number 4, CEB04-13-38, La Playa Ocean Waters. Is the respondent present? Okay.
Which number is that?
Number 4.
Page 2, number 4.
Good morning. Okay. Madam Chairman, members of the board, as Mr. Sino pointed out, I'm filling in for Tony today. He had an emergency hearing that he had to attend. Although I have watched your proceedings, I haven't been part of them before, so if I miss a step or mess something up, feel free to correct me. I'm going to muddle through as best I can. The first case is the La Playa, I think you've already announced it and everything, huh?
Yeah.
And it's just a progress report?
Just a progress report today.
Okay.
You want me to go ahead and swear him in?
Yes, please swear him in.
Can you state your name, please, for the record?
Daniel Mundrian.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Can you state your name one more time, please?
Daniel Mundrian, M-U-N-D-R-E-A-N.
Thank you.
Daniel, what is your relationship to Ocean Playa?
I am the general manager for Vantage Hospitality.
Okay. Okay, what would you like to tell us?
We have been working. These initial photos were from the first site visit violations, and I guess some of the other ones were for the balconies. We have started work on the handrails at the La Playa. Ninth floor has been completed and inspected. I believe this past Monday by Mr. Fitzgerald and Mr. Forrest. We have demoed, and I believe today we'll be finishing installing the eighth floor, so that project is on the way. HMS, who is our general contractor, I believe has pulled the permit, and we'll be starting the work on the post-tensioning on the garage repairs. I believe the date, and I'm not 100% positive, would be June 17th. When that work is starting. Arbor Mortgage Company has hired an engineer who is United Engineering for all of our surveying and work on the balconies at the La Playa. I don't have a schedule on that.
Okay, can we hear from staff?
We have the, for the building inspector, Suzanne Jones is here to report.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Suzanne Jones, Building Inspector, City of Daytona Beach. Right now, they're in compliance with the balconies. They've got permits pulled, and I was out last week, so Forrest Willis did the inspection, but the work is being completed as far as I know.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board?
So, what, Suzanne, what you're saying that there's a progress continuous?
Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions? And you're supposed to come back for, you want to say something, Mr.
Yes,
Garcia?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The on the calendar and the compliance date that the board has set was August 1st mm-hmm. of this year. The work that's being done, permits have been pulled. There's contractors, again, weather taking into effect, everything else in that matter. Staff is aware of the fact that they will not come into compliance at that time. However, we do recommend that they do come back to the board again next month for a progress report to let us know exactly mm-hmm. how far they are along with the work in progress. Mr. Garrett has a calendar with projected time frames that they have set to complete the work, but again, staff is fully aware that the nature of the work and the amount of work that has to be done, the compliance date is not going to be reached.
Right. So do we need to change that now or wait till next month in July to change it?
I would suggest that we, with the progress report today, bring it back next month and then we set
right.
an additional
okay.
compliance date.
So you want to set it for a progress report for July?
Correct.
Correct.
Any other comments?
They come back because
They didn't come the first time.
We would need to.
You would need the representatives to be here every time.
Right, every time. Mm-hmm. Do you understand that? Okay.
We need a motion to just add to it.
Right.
We have them coming back in August.
Right.
A motion to bring them back next month for progress.
Right. So can I have a motion to, Chair will entertain a motion to continue a monthly progress report next month?
Second.
First and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed? Motion passes. So we'll see you next month.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, the case number one is in compliance. We'll go to case number two.
That is the student with the representative next month.
Yes. From the last case. That he'll come back again next month. Yeah, okay. All right, case number two. Case number CEB03-13-36, Monica Allen Smith Estate. Is there a respondent present?
Go ahead.
No, just see if there. Okay.
Is there a respondent?
Let's hear from staff.
Okay, this case is here for imposition of a fine. It's 915 School Street. The violations, trash, junk, debris, building materials stored on premises, damaged garage roof. And Eddie Lopez is the inspector.
This property was under foreclosure. I believe that the attorney slowed down the foreclosure process. The property still is not in compliance. City is requesting a fine to be issued of $100 a day for each day of noncompliance.
Mr. Lopez, is there a list pen? Is there an active foreclosure case?
No.
And has there been a list pendants filed?
There has been a list pendants filed. I believe, Amy, if you could assist me here, they paid to hold off the foreclosure process.
No, the sale was set originally for. I believe it was May 24th.
All right, 16.
And then they were giving it time to work with the heirs hired an attorney, and then they were giving them time to. They canceled the sale, and they were giving them time to work it out. And then it was set to sale, I'm sorry, before May 14th. The last sale date was May 24th. It did not sell on May 24th because the plaintiff did not file the $70 fee with the clerk. So it's still with the. In the estate.
What I'm saying
is pending
that
foreclosure and pending, yes.
What I'm saying, should we wait until after it's foreclosed? Because right now, how can we encumber the property without
right.
this pendants being filed at this
right.
point? I mean, we could do an order, we just can't report it.
It's our understanding from Mr. Glasser that he is working, the heir is trying to work with the bank to do a modification to try to get it to, you know, get it out of foreclosure. And we just have not heard back from his office yet as far as the status of that. So, it's my understanding that the property would have sold if the plaintiff's fee was paid. So, but again, it's still a pending foreclosure, and so maybe continue it until.
Yeah, it seems to me we can't encumber the property because the list pendants filed. So, you know, we can do an order, but we can't report it.
No,
the question is, do we want to wait till the sale takes place and then go ahead and start the case again? I don't know. It's up to the city to decide what they want to do, but.
I think you're correct, Mr. Sino, and
okay.
A continuance would be in order.
How long would you like to continue the case?
No.
You want to do 2 months again or a month?
I don't know when they would be resetting the sale date for.
2 months.
At least let's bring it back in 60 or 90 days. We can only bring it back again.
I would say two months.
60 days, okay.
Forgive me, but why can't we impose the fine today? Because we can't record it, because they have a list pendant. There's a mortgage foreclosure going on. So we can impose the fine today, we just can't record it. We can't encumber property that's under a list pendant. Well, we can do it, but it's not going to be any effect. You know, we can do the fine today. I have no problem with that. If we record it because of the list pendants filed, it doesn't have any effect.
Well, the list pendants just takes precedence.
Right, takes precedence. Well, exactly, yeah. We can do
well,
certainly could do, yeah.
Another issue is if it gets sold, to modify the mortgage with the bank and stuff, putting them would probably hinder those.
Yeah, that we'll make things worse.
As well.
No, you're right. We could certainly. There's no reason we couldn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just don't know if we want to do it. That's the question.
Okay. I move to continue this case for 60 days, in which time it comes back to us.
For imposition of a fine in, do you want to do 90 days?
You want 90?
Yeah, I think staff wants 90 days.
90 days.
What I don't want us to happen is to fall through the cracks and we lose it. So 9 days is fine. But we need to make sure definitely they need to bring it back.
All right. There's been a motion made to continue this case for 90 days and to otherwise impose the fine if they're not in compliance.
It would be to the September 12th meeting.
To the September 12th meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay. Okay. All right. Case number 3. CEB 04-13-42, Edward G. Mayo. Cited for failure to correct at 366 Lane Street. Is Mr. Mayo present? I know he was here last time. Eddie?
If I can, this case was continued last time. I believe it's an owner-occupied home, and Mr. Mayo appeared and is seeking assistance to try to help him cure these remaining violations, and I think staff was going to try and help him get in touch with some agencies or volunteers who might help him, and I believe Mr. Garcia would like to continue this again while we seek some more. What do you want, 60 days or so? We would go for a continuance of 60 days.
Okay. Eddie, have you been in contact with him? So there's been contact and he's working with the city and you're...
I passed by the property this morning, early mm-hmm. this morning, and knocked on the door. I didn't get any answer, but the property is still in non-compliance. We're just trying to, the city is trying to assist them on obtaining a charitable organization to help them do the repairs.
Okay. But you've actually talked to him?
Yes.
Okay. Has he done any of this work?
No, ma'am. He has...
Nothing's been done?
None of the violations have been cured, ma'am. No.
I think when he appeared last time, he's an elderly man
right,
with a limited
remember.
Income and mm-hmm. had no resources to do mm-hmm. this and was unable to do it himself.
Madam Chair, I think he's unable to do any of it, and I think he's been in the hospital since
the Okay. Any other comments from the board?
Continue it for 60 days.
Okay.
Make a motion to continue this case for 60 days.
All right. There's a motion to continue it for 60 days.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed? Okay. Motion passes. Okay. We did case 4. Case number 5. Case number CEB 041339, Streamline Hotel. Is the respondent anywhere in the room? Okay. Can we hear from staff?
This case is here for imposition of a fine. I think you've heard from them for a few months now. And Michael Fitzgerald is the inspector here to report.
Good morning, Michael Fitzgerald, City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Officer. These are the pictures that are going on with the property at this time. He's done the first floor. We'll get to these in a second. He's done the front of the property up to almost the top. We'll get to...
When you say he's done the property, what does that mean?
See the red line?
Mm-hmm.
Below the red line has been painted.
Okay.
And above the red line, he still has to go. He's going to have to get a crane to go up that high to the third floor. But in the front, he was able to get up on that concrete area or whatever and do higher. So we're asking for a continuance of 30 days and then to impose a fine.
Any discussion from the board?
So you're satisfied that he's making
with the rain and everything
progress?
It's working every day.
Just so that there's clarity, we'd like to amend the existing order to impose the fine and ask for a continuance of 30 days, bring them back, and then impose the fine.
So we're going to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow the respondent until when to come into compliance, would you like?
The next cutoff.
All right, the next cutoff, which is 7/3/13. Or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 a day until compliance is achieved.
Correct.
So, someone like to make that motion?
So moved.
All right. We have a motion by Mr. Harrington and a second by Mrs. Himes. You didn't make the motion. Mr. Smart? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign, motion passes. Okay. All right, let's see. Case number 6, new cases. Case number CEB06-13-54, Melvin D. Grody. Is he present? Okay, come on up. And while he's coming up, we can hear from staff.
We have some other witnesses, too,
okay.
I think, if you want to swear everybody in at once.
Oh, all right, then we'll wait.
Everybody, tell everybody who's on that Melvin Grody case. Come on up. Anybody that's involved.
Anyone that is involved in this case, case number 061354, please come forward at this time to be sworn in.
Grody.
Sorry, you can be testifying. I'm sorry, what
Daniel Crane.
Daniel
Crane.
Is it MCG?
Gentlemen, we'll be sworn in if you're going to testify.
Thomas Petrovich.
Thomas
Petrovich.
How do you spell his last name?
How do you spell your last name, sir?
Petrovich.
Sir, are you going to be testifying?
Yes, ma'am. Stephen Lincoln Hooker. Spelling the last name is LinkinHooker.
Is Mr. Grody here?
First name was Steve?
Stephen.
Grody.
P-H with a V. Okay.
Grody. Right here. That's Mr. Grody.
Okay. And I'll need everybody to raise their right hand, please, if you can be testifying. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And
I'm
going to go ahead and turn the microphone. So that might be a little bit easier for you to actually go back and forth to that.
Is everyone sworn in?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to ask staff to testify first. So if you gentlemen want to sit down or just move back, that would be great. And then we'll allow everyone to speak after staff presents their case.
This is a single-family home on Woodland Avenue. And the violation cited is outside storage and failure to maintain proper rubbish containment, first notified in April. The inspector is Tom Klieg.
Good morning.
Good morning. Officer Clay, Code Enforcement, City of Daytona Beach. Basically, this is the fifth case since July of 26, 2011. What it is the homeowners apparently are trying to run a salvage or scrap materials to go around throughout the city and daily scrap items, leave it in the middle of the driveway. And there's been a neighborhood feud been going on, and just, I guess, to irritate the neighbors, they leave the stuff out and by the city right away. Solid Waste has been out there, cited them, and he'll testify what happened. And Also, Supervisor Garcia was out there, Officer Fitzgerald. We did, within the last 3 weeks, 15 inspections daily. It's still non-compliant. So,
And Inspector, the photos that are taken, mm-hmm. Did you take those photos?
I did, and a couple of them Officer Fitzgerald did, but most of them are mine, and their dates are present.
The dates on the photos
yes, ma'am.
Are the dates that they were
yes,
taken?
Yes, ma'am.
They're not being cited for any legal business.
No, we could not prove that. No, sir. It's just what he advised, that he was taking trash from within the city and bringing it back to his house, and then they just discard it there daily. And solid waste would like to testify, and a couple neighbors would like to testify, too.
Okay, and specifically the violations are... Article
18.73 outside storage and IPMC for rubbish and debris.
Okay, thank you, Inspector. Mm-hmm. And call the staff from
Solid Waste.
My name's Tim Folwell. I'm Solid
Good morning.
Waste. Morning. Solid Waste Coordinator for the City of Daytona Beach. In April, I received a call from a neighbor up there on Woodland about garbage set out. I went up to investigate it. It was set out on the wrong day, so I left a notice with the property owner. He, in return, ripped the notice up in front of me and threw it on the ground, and I walked away. After that, the 5th, May 3rd, I went up there to inspect. There was garbage out on the wrong day. I did what is called a picture price pickup. I quoted a price, called Waste Pro and had it picked up, billed the property. May 13th, I went up there again, saw a larger pile put out. This is also city ordinance of material set out, not generated from the property, which is a violation. So I did another picture price pickup, called Waste Pro and had them pick it up. After that, I did follow-ups, didn't see anything out there, and I followed up to today. In fact, I was up there today, and nothing's been set out there. So they're in violations, which they'll be billed for on their water bill.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else from staff like to testify? Present any evidence? Pictures seem pretty clear.
Good morning, Mike Fitzgerald, City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Officer. I was out there while Officer Klieg was on vacation, and every time I was out there, there was garbage thrown throughout the yard, the driveway, the sidewalk, and between the road and the sidewalk. And my pictures are also on there.
All right.
Thank you.
Is that all the staff? Do we have neighbors?
Officer Garcia was also present.
Okay.
Code Officer Garcia, Daytona Beach Police. I also was out several occasions. I have a case on Woodland that I was out there covering for Tom Klieg and noticed trash and debris out at this. Such days, even different days, and I was also out with Supervisor Garcia and noticed items out also.
Okay, thank you. All right, I will go ahead and Mr. Garcia.
Yes, I'm going to attest to the fact that on a daily basis since I can go back as far as April, I've received a minimal of 10 calls per day from neighbors that are concerned with this. Each time we do go out there, it's just atrocious, as you can see in the pictures, the amount of debris and stuff laid out through the driveway, out into the right-of-way. They've been spoken to. They've been asked to clean it up. They clean it up. The next day, it comes right back out again. And again, we are expending a numerous amount of city resources just to practically babysit this property. in the sense of between the neighbors calling and going out there to ensure that they do clean up the area during the windy 2 weeks ago, approximately when we had that heavy windstorm and rainstorm, there was debris all over the neighborhood because of this property.
And we have some neighbors here who would like to testify about the problem. Do you want to hear from them?
I'd like to hear from them now, and then we'll talk to the respondent.
Good morning, ma'am. Stephen Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't really know what else to say that hasn't already been said. You know, we're just tired of it. We don't know what else to do. You know, we have kids. Every single day, there's a pile of stuff head high. And, I mean, every single day.
And this has been going on since?
It's been going on for probably a good 9 months to a year now since they started dragging in all this debris to recycle or do whatever they're doing with it. A lot of times it's blocking the sidewalks, so we can't even, the kids can't go, you know, we have children. They can't ride their bikes up and down. Nobody can get across the sidewalk. It's just, it's a pigsty. I don't know what else to say. I'm sorry, but it's a pigsty.
Who do you see driving this in, the owner of the property?
No, it's not the owner of the property. It's him and another guy that's there all the time that have moved in, I guess, and is causing all this since.
So is this debris brought from other places?
Yeah, it's brought from everywhere, from what we can tell, dumpsters, motels. They're going by and getting mattresses from hotels and motels that are throwing them out, and, you know.
Okay, we understand your concern.
Yeah, it's bad. Okay. You know, we didn't pay good money to buy a house on Beachside to have to deal with this every
Understood.
Day. It's horrible. So.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Tom Petrovich. Like Steve said, there's not much
Are
more.
Are you a neighbor as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Not much more that I can say is that just we've been putting up with it for quite a few months. And he's been up before the board before, I believe, a couple few years ago for the same thing. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, I'd like to hear from the respondent, Mr. Grody.
You bring the mic to him?
You want to bring... Well, hold, maybe you can just do it right from there.
Can I say one thing?
Not yet, sir.
Ma'am, can I say another thing? I'm sorry.
You got a seat
here. One more to come on while they're getting set up.
I just wanted you to know that when they walked in, we got birds flipped at us from Danny and profanities.
All right, we'll take care of everything. This will be... The right kind of hearing. Good morning.
Gentlemen.
Mr. Grody, what can you tell me? You are the owner of that house?
Yes, ma'am.
Single-family house in a single-family neighborhood?
Yes, ma'am.
What can you tell me?
Well, I can tell you quite a few things. I just got out of the hospital and had a hip replacement done, so I didn't get home until Saturday. So,
can I ask you if you live there? Do you live at that property? Okay.
Yeah. And as I'd like to say, that property at its worst is still one of the best looking places on this street. Now, our intent was not to cause trouble. We've been trying to pick up things and then clean it up so it wouldn't be an ongoing thing.
When did you start trying to pick up things?
Well, see, it takes 1 or 2 days to get it done. 1 week, and it rained a lot, and everything got wet, so it sat out there all weekend. It seems that we have a lot of problems with the neighbors, and I don't know if I should say this or not, but the only neighbor I have a problem with is here today, and it is my understanding that he is obsessed with us, I guess because we're homosexuals.
I don't think that that has any, certainly won't have any bearing on our decision today.
Okay.
Is it the neighbors that piled that stuff there that we're looking at?
No, but even when that's not piled there, it's something.
Well, sir, one at a time, please.
And then you get your turn up.
Okay, we're reacting to what those pictures show, unless you can tell us those pictures are all adulterated of some way. You have a pile of garbage in your driveway, and that's what we're dealing with. Not your neighbors, not anybody else. You have a pile of garbage in your driveway, and that's not legal in this city.
Right, I understand that. and we'll get it cleaned up probably in 10 days. Is that fair enough?
I don't think it's fair enough, no.
Excuse me. Excuse me. All right, Mrs. Himes.
Okay, you have cited them from what I have here four times. They've been cited for this. They've also been given notice of what days that the trash or garbage is supposed to be put out. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So they have had ample time to do whatever needs to be. Thank you.
All right. Would you like to testify, sir? Excuse me.
Okay, I have a couple of questions for Mr. Grady.
Yes.
You said you've heard the testimony that these items are brought in basically on a daily basis. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
And so there is continually new debris and outside storage occurring on a daily basis. Are you saying that you're going to, you say you're going to clean it up in 10 days. Are you going to stop bringing it in? Or?
Well,
Mr. Grote.
What we would like to do, see, this is used as a source of income.
For me.
Well, excuse me. You will have your turn in a minute. Mr. Grote, do you understand that you cannot pile up this on a daily basis in your driveway? That is a violation of the codes.
Right.
No further questions.
Madam Chair, it's not sold as a business either.
Correct. All right, we'll hear from you now. Please come up to the mic and state your name.
My name is Daniel Craney. And this really has, because he's had so many health problems and we've had so many financial hurdles. I mean, we have four dogs that we've had for quite a while that we love very much, which is another issue with neighbors and things like that, but they're very well taken
care
of.
And it's an issue with the city as well.
No, we have, we've had the city there. We have, you know, they all have licenses and they're, you know, which they were an accident. They were rescued, two of them. So anyways, besides all that.
Let's stick to the case.
I have had a problem. My job, company I work for went out of business. So yeah, I have four dogs to feed and medications to buy and stuff. So I started scrapping, which turned out to be financially lucrative for me as far as keeping our light bill paid and stuff like that. And then because of all the phone calls, and this is, you have no idea, and if someone would look up records, this has gone for quite a while for personal reasons, not because of the scrap, many reasons. Then I have first-hand knowledge of an inside and documented cases. But anyways, that's nothing near here than there.
Right.
We'll get it cleaned up today. I have my
scrap. And what will you do when, what will you do?
I'll start taking it to my parents out on Timber Creek, my scrap, picking it up and taking it out to their 10 acres out there and doing my cleaning out there and stuff so the neighbors don't have to deal with it anymore. Well, because I don't want anything on him, because he really doesn't really want it there either, and he can't do anything. He's been in the hospital for a month.
I understand that, but he's the owner of the property,
right,
so he is ultimately responsible.
Yes, he
and
is.
And you're not allowed to have a business as
right. It's just
the property.
I'm looking for a job, and it's not really a business. I've just been doing it for side.
That's a business.
Well, just to try to
feed
my
You just told me
animals.
It was lucrative.
Okay, call it a business. Call it what you will. It's nothing to do with him anymore. I will get rid of it and won't bring it there anymore because I don't want him to have any heartache. And he has
all
no
right,
financial...
Okay, that. Fine, I understand your position.
He can't afford to pay any fines.
I understand.
Or
well, then I suggest you
problems.
Help him clean it up and keep it cleaned up. And
you know,
please
there
sit
he
down.
Sells pot
please
out of his
sit
house
down.
And like that. The city should really look into that.
Please sit down. Thank you. Yep. May I have a recommendation from staff, please?
Recommendation.
Based on the facts that the board has heard and the testimony from staff and witnesses, staff is looking for an order of noncompliance, a compliance date by tomorrow, and if in the event that this does happen again and we bring them back, an automatic will fine go into effect.
So first we have to find them in noncompliance. Can in that same motion may we set up a will fine?
No, you set up a fine.
Okay.
All right.
Just set up a fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I moved the fine.
Is he in compliance now?
No.
No. No.
Okay.
He's not in non-compliance, so we can
say.
Okay, we'll just...
Would it be simpler just to go to the next cutoff date? Mm-hmm. And if he's not, handle everybody else?
Yeah, we'd like the compliance date to be earlier and then come back to the next meeting.
How about 3 days? Maybe.
Today is Thursday. Yeah. All right. Till Monday?
Monday's fine. Monday's
what
fine.
What date is that? All right, wait a minute.
Yeah, we got to get him
first statute.
I usually give at least 10 days because you got to give notice. You got to put it in the mail. You got to have at least pickup days at the house. I mean, I know it's a convenient position. But
yeah, but the notice is being given now. They're both present.
Yeah.
So they're here to witness and hear the fact of the compliance date. I mean, I understand we have to serve them, but they're made aware of it. So give them 5 days.
Can we serve them in
compliance.
Person? Or it has to be by mail, correct?
You can serve
in
person.
No,
yeah.
We can hand deliver it, but the time to prepare the orders.
Right, I would say, yeah, let's get
Excuse Mrs. Himes.
We're served with the notice of the hearing.
The order,
we're talking about the
order. We're just talking about the non-compliance
order.
Just, I would just say give them 10 days. I know it sounds like a long time. This way, we should get her order out and get in the mail, allow for 5 days in the mail, and then nobody can complain and nobody can get enough notice. They're here today. They know what's going on. And then come back next month with a $1,000 a day fine if necessary.
Can we do that on home?
Yes.
Home. Okay. I missed that.
Is there any more discussion from the board?
No. I just like to see us, you know, the least amount of leeway that we can give as soon as possible, whatever, if that's 5 days, 10 days, whatever it is, the minimum.
I agree.
We go with it, and after that, it runs the fine. I wonder, who's the person that, would you know, who tore up the citation from the garbage?
I tore it up.
You tore it up. Is that going to be your attitude on this?
No, sir, no.
Okay.
And he was in the hospital, so he had technology, but I didn't.
Okay, thank you.
Can I just say one thing? All this could be cured within one day. It's nothing massive. And
well, behind the fence, there's a lot.
Excuse me. Thank you.
And also, too, just for the record, we'd like to know that this type of business is non-conforming use in that area, so for the record. But he had it cleaned up one day, and the next day it was like it was now. So
when's the next garbage day? When's the next garbage pickup day?
Today.
Today.
So it's too late for today, then.
Yeah, out there it's
when's the next
Monday.
Monday.
All right, so we've got to give it at least till Monday.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I think Monday's plenty.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondents the respondent in non-compliance in order the respondent to come into compliance by, that would be June what? Monday, June 17th, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 a day. Is there such a motion?
And that fine is... It goes starts June the 17th if he has to come back.
You do
no.
that at the next
we
meeting.
We do that at the next meeting.
But it starts June the 17th.
No, you can do it at the next meeting.
You can do that at the next meeting.
That's what I'm
yes,
saying.
We
yes,
we can yes, make it retroactive to that.
Make
yes.
Motion.
Right. Would someone like to make that motion?
Idea.
Okay. Mrs. Himes, second.
Sorry.
Mr. Smart, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Same sign. Motion passes. Do you understand, Mr. Grodi, what we've ordered you to do? It's got to be cleaned up by Monday.
Yes.
And stay cleaned up.
Yes.
Okay.
And you will need to return
and you need
to the July
right, and
code
come
enforcement
back to
board
the July
meeting.
Meeting. You'll come back to the next meeting, which is on the 11th of July.
Can you get cleaned up?
All right. Thank you.
And I think in July, we, if it's in compliance, I think we will be seeking a will fine due to the nature of the violation.
And at that time, that means you can't ever do this again.
Right.
Okay. This is finished.
Right.
Okay.
Will there be someone who'll go out Wednesday afternoon and inspect?
I will.
Okay, good. Thank you. It'll be Monday afternoon.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's move on to the next case, case number 7. Case number CEB061355, Richard Matt, is he present? No? Okay, Danny?
Okay, this is a property, 311 San Juan Avenue, and we're going to ask for a continuance in this case as well. It was vacated in April, and a foreclosure has been filed. We were first looking with the mortgage foreclosure registry and to see if we can get in touch with the mortgage company. And so,
gentlemen, excuse me, sir. Could you stay a few minutes?
Yeah.
Just wait. Come back in here. Just wait about five
She's
minutes, and then let them. Okay, good. All right, good. I'm trying to avoid a problem out there. Okay, thank you. Excuse me.
But we want to continue it until... What does
it say? I don't want to get anybody arrested. All right.
Wendy, you'd like to continue it until when?
60 days, 30 days after the memorial foreclosure.
Is there a list pendants on it yet?
It was the mortgage foreclosure was just filed. I think it's been filed, but the property was just vacated, and we have the mortgage foreclosure registry and the vacant property ordinance, and we want to see if we can get that started.
Okay.
So 90 days we'll seek.
Usually 90 days. Move in and cure anything until after the property is vacated.
Okay. So you'd like 90 days?
Correct.
So that would be, and Chair will entertain a motion to continue the case until...
I'm sorry, Ms. Koenig, do you want to find the finding of non-compliance and then allowing until then, or just continuing the finding of... I think find them in non-compliance.
Yeah, it is in non-compliance at this time.
All right, so a motion
so,
to...
Well, then we need the testimony, don't we?
Okay, go ahead. Let's... We're going to find them in non-compliance and not just continue the case. We do need, okay. We need testimony.
You got to testify about it. Are the pictures
just,
up?
Or? Yeah, tell us yes. What's the matter with the property.
Yeah.
It okay, says so broken
it's
windows,
it's new,
exposed wires,
yeah,
dilapidated
it's a new case,
fence,
so I'll,
missing windows.
It's a new case, so I'll go through the whole smear.
Okay, go ahead.
Name is Officer Garcia. I'm employed by the City of Daytona Beach as a code enforcement officer. My credentials are on file with the city. Case is City of Daytona Beach versus Richard M. Matt.
Matt.
Property address 311 San Juan Avenue. And violations are broken windows, exposed wires, dilapidated fence and shed, missing window screens.
Do we have pictures?
And yes, the picture should be there.
311 San Juan.
311 San Juan. This is it. Yeah.
The windows are broken. Can people get into the property? Is the property secure?
Some of them are boarded.
Okay.
It was secured last. The police had just had a arrest in there, so it's vacant now. The fence is in bad shape, and the shed is worse. And the meters are off, so there's no electric.
Okay, so it seems to me that we should find them in non-compliance and continue it for that long, for 90,
yeah,
for the next cutoff.
Well, 90 days.
What happened in this case, the mortgage foreclosure actually was filed in 2010 from the records, but they have just scheduled it for trial or asked for a trial, so things are moving. The property's now vacant, so 90 days.
Does the building need to be secured, or is it secure?
That's part of the vacant registry
okay.
requirements that the bank has the authority to come in and do that.
So
now that it's vacant, they should be able to get. That's why the contact with the vacant registry is.
Okay.
Prefer the bag and board it up, then we don't have to pay the cost of.
Okay, so we're going to need a motion to find the respondent in non-compliance and continue the case until that would be September 12th. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Harrington, second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Case number 8 is in compliance. Case number 9, CEB061356, James Joseph Rakicki. Mr. Rakicki in the audience.
Yes.
Okay, the respondent, please come forward. You can. All right. And while you're coming forward, we'll ask staff to. Testimony.
This is a single-family home, owner-occupied at 488 Gulf Avenue. The violation cited here is adding on to an accessory building, the garage, without a permit. There was a good bit of building work done there without a permit. There's, you know, various issues will kind of stem from that, but I think for purposes of the code board here today, we can focus on just the issue that no permit was issued. And in order to remedy that, Mr. Rakicki will have to seek a variance in order to get the permit. So
a variance will be required. He's got, okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
I don't know if you want
to.
You want to hear from the inspector,
yes,
or
please.
We can just ask if he stipulates to the violation.
No. Well, first we will hear from the inspector. Mike, will you tell us about this?
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning,
City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Officer. This one is dealing with a building that was built sometime in the 2006-2007. If you'll see, the garage, the original garage, grew a number of feet. I think Colleen Miles looked to see if there was a building permit. She couldn't find one. So we opened the case, and we're dealing with something that was built with no permit.
Okay. All right, Mr. Rakicki, would you like to say something?
Oh, can you
say
your name, please?
James Joseph Rakicki.
Can you raise your right hand, please, sir? Swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you.
Go ahead.
In 205, the last hurricane, I came down to the city to get a permit. My house blew off the shingles. The garage blew off and blew part of the back of the garage off. It was on Channel 9 News. I'm getting the videotapes for them to be sent them to me. But what I'm trying to do now is get a variance.
Get a variance, okay.
And I have a survey for Mr.
You don't have to get that out.
I'm going through the procedures.
I got
the survey now. I got the... I got the survey, the deed, and I had to hire an architect.
Okay.
So it was last week, Miss David Leitz is drawing up the garage addition. You know, the structure was two straps, steel, they come out there. And when she's 87 years old, so you can't rush the man to do the job. I mean, you know. So that's my next procedure. Once I get the architect's design back, then I can come to her and file go down the list.
Right.
But I'm stuck right now, and I'd like to have a 3 months continuous because everything is, there's no one ever been rent or paying rent in my garage. I use it as a hurricane. I have Asian orange in Vietnam and PTSD. You know, I have a generator there. There's no electric hooked up or nothing. And if something goes wrong, I go in there.
Right. I understand.
Right. So what I'm trying to do is just follow the procedures here, you know, until we, and I probably, I don't know how long this will take, Mr. Lett, you know, he's old.
We understand.
So if I can get this, then I can proceed with the rest, but I have here the survey, the deeds, and a copy of 15 people. I had to go to the appraiser's office. And
all right.
They send the land, they'll send me the names, and send them out.
Okay.
Is it your intention, then, to go to the Board of Adjustments to
yes,
get
sir.
That variance?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Anything else? Well, first we'd ask for the finding of noncompliance, and then we can discuss, you know, a time period for his submitting an application for the variance.
We can do that all in one motion, can't we?
Yes.
Okay. So how much time do you think it will take
to get...
When is the next Board of Adjustments meeting, and will you be ready to go to that? Does anyone know that?
I think he has to have the documentation prepared in order to file the application.
Right.
So are you finished getting the documents that you need to apply?
No. I have, like I said, here's the survey from Mr. Benoit. I have the deeds. I have to have the surveyors next. David left.
Okay, so you don't have the survey yet.
No, he's doing it now. So I don't know how long, you know, you can't rush, you know. And she knows him, Colleen does, you know. I mean, she says we was trying to do it, but I don't know how long it's going to take him. And he's 87 years old. It's like my attorney, Mr. Duffy, was supposed to represent me. He's sick today to help me out on this matter.
Okay. The city would ask that we get an order of noncompliance now, and you continue this for 60 days for him to come back, and we'll see what progress he's made toward the variance.
Okay. Do you understand that we're going to give you 60 days and get your papers in order and your work done and apply to get a variance, and you'll come back in 60 days, and we'll see where you are in the process. But you do agree that this violation occurred at the time of notice?
I agree in a certain extent, because during the hurricanes, I came down here and wanted to get a permit. And they said there was no permits. She said, you don't have to have a permit. And by the parcel and land, it's sort of right out of 1960 when the house was built. It's 13 and a half by 29.
Right, but that's all right. That's not relevant right now.
This went beyond repair. It was an extension of the accessory building, as you saw.
I agree with that entirely. I'm not denying
everything. Okay, that's just what we wanted to know. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and continue the case for 60 days. Which
so moved.
Okay. Mr. Bourne's first has made the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's
going
to be the August 8th
meeting. Okay, at the August 8th meeting.
For a progress report?
All right.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to obtain the variance by then, but we want to see that it's at least applied for and scheduled to be
heard. Just let us know what's going on by August 8th and hope that you've made progress and gotten all your paperwork in order and been to the building inspector and everything else. Okay.
Madam Chairman,
I don't need
60 days. I need 5 days.
60 days?
I don't need 60 days.
Sorry.
We have a quorum. We're fine.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Harrington has left. Okay.
We still have a quorum.
All right. We still have a quorum. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. All right. Motion passes. All right. Let's move on. All right. We are at case number 10, CEB 061357, Johnny E. and Randy E. Richardson. Please come forward. And while they're coming up, we'll hear from staff.
Okay, this is a single-family home at 1436 Gulfview. The violation cited is parking on an unimproved surface, and the inspector is Vicki Langford.
Okay. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning. Vicki Langford, Code Enforcement Inspector with the City of Daytona Beach. This came in originally as a neighborhood complaint that there were a lot of cars parked on the grass. Every time I go in that neighborhood for something else, I swing by the house and see a lot of pictures. The cars may change position, but they're always in the grass. There was no notification, no call from me. They did not sign for the green card, so I did have to post the property. and even after the property was posted, there was still no change. I did go by last Thursday, and they were in compliance. They were out of the grass. So the case is in compliance, but I would like to look for a will fine if we park in the grass again.
Okay. Thank you. Would you like to say anything?
Can you step up to the microphone and state your name, please, so you can be sworn?
Randy Richardson.
Sir?
Johnny Richardson.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
What would you like to tell us? Anything?
The cars have been removed. My son has since been removed from the house. He's the one that was driving the blue car, the Buick.
Okay.
The only two cars that are there now are the Dodge Magnum and the Dodge Charger that you see there. Occasionally, my daughter comes over, and yes, she will pull on the grass, but obviously, being here today, it won't happen again if she does that. We just have a problem, and I'm pretty sure I know where it came from in my neighborhood. There's a lot of, I'm not going to
That's not anything we can do anything about. So
yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people park.
But I will be be riding around the neighborhood, so whoever answers the phone can look forward to me calling, because this happens everywhere in Fairway Estates, so the phone will be bogged down for me having to be here.
Okay. Let me ask a question. Are there places to park can you park in the street?
I have no idea. Don't want to do that because I don't want to get a ticket.
At one point in time, I was parking in the street until the city came up and put no parking signs.
But they're not there now.
You know,
so it's like,
so I don't know.
If you're down further where Mr. Ed Savard lives, you see people parking on the side of the street, no problems. We live on the corner, but there is no parking signs anymore. So I don't know. I see other people, but I'm afraid to park there because we've been told before when the signs were there, but they've been gone for a couple years now. So, I don't know. I mean, you guys are the ones that could tell us. Are you allowed to park along?
No, we can't tell you that. Well, we don't.
We need to find him in noncompliance.
Right. We're here to find you in noncompliance. Actually, we're going to find you in compliance at this point, no?
No, they were in noncompliance.
Right.
They've been in noncompliance. They're in compliance now. Case will be dismissed.
Unless the city wants a will fine.
I think they automatically will get one. If they come back again, since we found them in noncompliance, if they come back again in front of us, we automatically fine doubles and it goes back to the time that they...
I agree.
So you already have a will fine already.
I agree.
As long as we find them in noncompliance.
All right, the chair will entertain a motion to fine the respondents in
that they were in noncompliance
and are now in compliance. All right, so... Mrs. Himes is making that motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, like sign. Motion passes. Okay.
What
that you understand.
If it happens again, what happens is not only does the fine double next time, but it goes back to the day that the inspector actually sees the violation. So case has been dismissed. It's all gone. As long as there's no problem, you'll have no problem.
Okay, well, what is the fine if my daughter comes by and I'm not home and she does park on the grass? I just want to know hypothetically.
You really need to plan to explain to her not to do that.
Well, she steals from me, so I just want to know what the fine is.
You would still get a right to be heard in a hearing.
Right.
It wouldn't be an automatic fine.
You'll get a hearing. Still get a hearing. Mm-hmm. It's not automatic.
It's determined at the time when they...
Right.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's move on to case number CEB061358, James R. and Benita B. McClow. The respondent present. And how do you say your name, sir? McClaw, okay.
This also is an owner-occupied single-family home on Lockhart Street. The violation is site appearance standards, outside storage, and parking on an unimproved surface. The citations are on your agenda. And the inspector is Vicki Langford.
They have done amazing work there. Everything actually is done, with the exception of when I went by last week, the van is still in the grass. So that was the last thing that needed to be done.
Wow.
So they're in noncompliance, but they didn't clean up everything else very well.
Wonderful. Good, thank you.
Can you step up to the microphone and state your
My name is James McLeod.
Can you raise your right hand, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, it seems that you've done a lot to clean up the property. What is with the van?
Well, I didn't know it was a defense to park there, but now that I know, I just park it on the street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I park it on the street or either park it under the garage.
And that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I got all my chairs and everything in the backyard, so,
good.
You know.
Good.
I cleaned it up pretty good over there.
Okay.
Is it parked either on the street or in the garage now?
No, I got my van outside because I had to drive it up here.
So
but
it's here. So it's in compliance then?
Yes.
All right. So right now it's in compliance. So. Okay.
Yes.
Just make a motion to find Mr. McLeod in compliance?
No, find him in non-compliance.
In non-compliance.
Now in compliance.
Now in compliance.
Well,
and the case is
I
just.
I haven't inspected yet. So okay. What we'd like to do is find him in non-compliance, come into compliance by the next cutoff.
Okay.
Okay.
In which case, he will be in compliance, so he will not be returned. But that
okay.
Be.
Okay. Motion to find respondent in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is July 3rd, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine. So, okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed.
Thank you.
Motion passes. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, next case, CEB 061359, Vernell Johnson and Patricia Roper. The defendant's present? The respondent's present? Okay, we'll hear from staff.
This is a duplex property at 646 South Street. It is apparently rented at this point. The citations... violations are peeling or deteriorated paint. There is no water service inside the duplex or one side of the duplex, and outside storage violations, and the inspector is Vicki Langford.
Okay. This originally came... Hi, I'm Vicki Langford with Code Inspector, City of Daytona Beach. Originally came in as a complaint from the water department. The tenant in Unit 1 didn't have water. Still don't, no water turned on. I've knocked. I don't know if there's a tenant.
And the tenant's still in there?
I don't know.
We don't know. Okay.
I don't know. The other units are occupied. There is still a lot of outside storage. It's still whether the tenant is out and there's no water and that part is okay. I don't know. But there are still issues with the house. They did sign for the green card. They were aware that there were problems. And I have heard nothing from the owner. So I'm asking them to be in compliance by the next cutoff or return for possibility of a fine.
Any discussion from the board? All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent non-compliance and order the respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, July 3rd, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine.
So moved.
I have motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Second by Mr. Bourne. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. All right. Motion passes. All right. Next case. Would be case number 13, CEB 06-13-60, Tom McGurn. And that, did someone say that was in compliance?
No, the one. That was the other one.
Oh, okay. Mr. McGurn, you want to come forward, please? And we'll let staff make a presentation first, and then we'll swear you in. Thank you.
Okay. I believe this is also an owner-occupied single-family home at 1065 Hampton Road. Violations cited are outside storage, broken windows, peeling paint. The pictures are running, and the inspector is John Stenson.
Okay. Mr. Stenson, good morning.
Good morning. I'm John Stenson, code inspector, employed at the City of Daytona Beach. My credentials are on file with the city. This case came to me as a citizen complaint. Opened the case at the end of March, March 29th. I've done numerous re-inspections on this property. The last one was this morning, and the property remains in non-compliance for all the cited violations.
Okay.
And
And Mr. Stinson, you took the photos that are running up there on the dates indicated on the photos?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, let Mr. McGurn say something. Mr. McGurn, would you come up to be sworn in, please? Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Can you
state your name, please?
Tom McGurn.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you.
Would you like to say? No, you can just speak right into the mic there.
I've got a bad leg. It's hard for me.
Oh, you would like to sit down?
It's hard
okay,
for me to stand
that's
for
fine.
A long time.
No problem.
Okay.
What would you like to tell us?
Okay. This picture here you took this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Can you put it back there?
It's just running on the cycle.
Okay. I noticed they claim that I had broken windows, and I only know of one broken window, and that was repaired. I've had a problem over the last several years about local thugs. Apparently, I caught a couple of them going to mailboxes, and they periodically they throw rocks at my windows, and I've had to repair a bunch of them over the last several years, which is one of the reasons I'm moving out of there. I have moved out of there, really, and I've just been a lot of illnesses here lately that kind of slowed me down getting my stuff out of there so I can really fix it up. Now, he says that the broken window, let's see now. If you'll stop that thing, I can show you where the broken window was, right up there in the top right-hand corner. And that should be, if you look at it today, you'll notice that it's been repaired. As a matter of fact, I repaired it not too long after I got the notification.
Okay.
I had planned on I was hoping to catch the guy because it knocked out my mailbox every so often and almost destroyed this last time. And so I was a little bit late getting it fixed, and that's how they caught me, because I was looking around trying to get somebody to fix it with Lexan and actually go and fix all the others. So what I've done, if you look at that center row, I put that black Mylar on there, plastic. I guess it's plastic. And they started ripping that third one down. They started ripping that one off, and apparently they got scared away. The bottom one, they ripped it off. They actually stole one of my windows. And
I'm sorry that you're having problems there with that house. What about the and the windows? What about the other things like the outside storage and the peeling paint?
Okay.
How are you going to address those?
All right, those were filing cabinets that somebody was supposed to pick up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they came by the other day. They didn't realize that they were that big.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to make another trip for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved them a little bit further back under the carport.
Mm-hmm. What about all that? Those are filing? Where are the filing cabinets? I just see what looks like contents of the filing cabinet.
Under that tarp right there.
Okay.
Actually, there's two tarps.
What is all that by the flag back there?
That's some stuff I was going to pull up and take with me.
Okay.
And
it's raining a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what? There were some other things.
I removed that, by the way.
Okay.
Just so it wouldn't get wet.
Okay.
And the stuff out there, there's some bicycles there along the side there.
Uh-huh.
And had two tubs there. I was letting it get the rainwater in there so I could water the flowers because it was dry season there. But I don't use them anymore. And this stuff is all to be moved out because I don't want to live there.
Okay. And now, what about the peeling paint?
Okay, the peeling paint. I don't think you can see it in the picture here, but I started.
You don't have to get up.
I started pulling these vines off. You see all those vines there, and it's ripped paint. I ripped the paint off.
Okay.
Because these things, you have to go through it every so often, and I let them grow up a little bit too much this last time, and I think probably about the time he came by there, I had some of these long vines there laying there around the bushes there. You might even see it in the paper there. I mean, on the grounds there. And I was deciding then whether or not I wanted to repaint the whole house or just spot paint it. But right now, I'm just spot painting.
Okay. All right.
In fact, I'm continuing pulling these down because you can see there's a lot of them, and I don't want that many of them up there because there's a lot of trouble. Because every time in the past, I've had to.
All right. Does anyone on the board have any questions for Mr. McGurn or staff? All right, and staff is recommending next cutoff date? Find noncompliance and next cutoff date?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Motion to find the respondent noncompliance and/or respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, July 3rd, or be returned to the board for a consideration of a fine. Do you understand that this all needs to be done, Mr. McGurn, by next month?
I don't understand that the window has been fixed.
Okay.
Somebody came by. His name is Brown. Black fellow. I don't know if that's. I think you said somebody's Brown. Name Brown here. I don't think that's probably not the same person. But he came by one day when I was out there working the front yard.
Yeah, I don't think it's Mr. Brown from our board.
He came by there one day, and I thought it, because I recognized him from the one of these other departments here, and because I used to come around quite often to the local meetings here until I got real bad. Somebody almost killed me under surgery, and then I got mugged. Boy, by the way, they spent more time on this thing than they did on my mugging, because I never heard a word back after that night that I got mugged.
All right, Mr. McGurn, all we're doing is we're going to find you in noncompliance, and we're giving you to the next cutoff date to fix these things.
All right, I'd like to know if this other Brown is the guy who...
We can't help you with that. That is probably a police matter, and we can't help you with that. We're only concerned... I don't think that they can help you either. I think it's a police matter, and I think what all we can do is ask you to come into compliance.
Well, he told me he would be back as he was leaving. He didn't tell me that he was associated with code, but I assumed afterward that he would be back next month.
I don't know of whom you're speaking.
I could tell he was still working for the city because he had a shirt over his city shirt.
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm not aware of anyone, and no one on this board has a city shirt, so I don't. Yeah. It's nothing that I can deal with anyway. This board can deal with. So all we're asking is that you come into compliance by the next cutoff date, or you'll have to come back and we'll assess a fine. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Thank you. Chair will entertain. I think I already made the motion. Okay. Do I need a second?
Second.
All right. Second by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And like, sign opposed. Motion passes. Thank you. All right. Case number 14 and 15. Case number 14 is in compliance. Case number 15 has been withdrawn. Case number 16 will be the next case. CB061363, and I would like to say the name correctly. Charles Shay. Shay, okay. All right, and before you get sworn in, take a seat, and then we'll swear you in, and you can tell us what you'd like after we hear from staff.
Okay, this is a property at 700 Winchester Street. I believe it is a single-family home. The violations cited are working without permits, outside storage, junk vehicles, broken inoperable windows, dilapidated exterior doors, exterior surfaces, plumbing fixtures, and no rental license. The inspector on this case is John Stenson, and the photographs are running on the screen.
Okay, Mr. Stenson.
Good morning.
Good morning. Again?
This case began April 9th of this year. It was complaint-driven. As you can tell by photographs, there was an excessive amount of outside storage of junk and debris and multiple junk vehicles. Upon further investigation, during my site inspection, the house was occupied. I made contact with the occupant. He said he was hired by the owner to make the repairs, which is a result of all of this outside storage of junk and debris. I also did a walkthrough through the inside of the home, and there's plenty of work going on there. Structural, cosmetic, plumbing, electrical. So
that work was ongoing, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. it's still ongoing.
Okay.
Currently, the junk vehicles have been removed. Some of the outside storage has been removed. There have been two permits, one to install a power meter, and the other was to fix a plumbing issue. Neither one of these permits are going to cover what needs to be done on this property, and they still have not been issued or applied for. City is looking for finding them non-compliance, bring property into compliance by the next cutoff.
Okay, thank you.
Are they doing the work without the permits, or is that in abeyance?
That is correct. I have posted a stop work order on the property.
Okay, so there's a... Okay. It would be impossible to do this kind of work without electricity would be my guess. So that would be probably... Okay. All right, let's hear from the respondent, Mr. Shea. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yeah, I think you need to be sworn in.
Oh, sure. Charles Shea.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Okay, what would you like to tell us? Are you the owner of the property?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is someone living at that property?
Not currently.
Not currently, okay.
So the first plan of action I took upon myself is to get the electric repaired, and the gentleman got the permit right here.
Oh, you have the permit now?
Oh, yes, I got it professionally done after this came in.
Okay.
He's already done the job, and he's got a final on there.
Okay.
The air conditioning guy, he's working on it today. He did also get the permit. And the third thing I'm doing is fixing the doors and the windows, and I'm getting that professionally done, too. The reason why the outside, like Mr. Stenson mentioned, there was an occupant living there trying to fix it up, and he got evicted. And now I know you got to get permits for containment from there.
Okay.
So these are...
So, and you know that if someone lives there and you rent to someone, you need to have an occupational, a business tax receipt, an occupational license.
Okay, thank you. Now I know.
But no one is living there at this time?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You're not living there?
No.
Okay. Board, have any questions for Mr. Shea? How long do you think it will take you to bring this property into compliance?
I want to try 2 months, ma'am.
Mr. Stenson, what do you have to say about that?
I'd like to have a progress report next month, please.
Okay.
Sure.
Any other questions? All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance and order a progress report at the next meeting and allow respondent, should we have 60 days?
Yeah, come in compliance.
60 days to come into compliance or be returned to the board for a consideration of a fine.
You want to use the August cutoff date?
August 1st cutoff date.
And the progress report would be at the July.
And right, at the July 11th meeting. So you're... Okay, there's been a motion, or I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Do you have your current address on file? Is it 700? Or do you get mail there? Is there a better mailing address to send you this order?
32 Twin Rivers.
32?
Twin Rivers.
Twin Rivers. Okay.
Drive. Ormond Beach.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't updated. So the information.
Good. All right, so Mr. Shea, you understand what we're asking, that next month you come back here and have some significant work done on the property and then come into compliance by August?
Okay, next month just come in.
Yes, next month on the 11th of July. You'll get notified.
I'll get notified.
It'll be another meeting.
And we'll ask you for a progress report at that time. And make sure that you have all the permits that you need.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
And to specify what has been done.
Right. Yeah. Just tell us exactly what's been done. That's
okay.
What a progress. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Our last case is case number 18, CEB 061372, Kenneth P. Connors. Mr. Connors available?
No, she means last case is Page.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Last case on this page. That's what I mean. Okay, Mr. Connors is not here. We'll hear from staff.
Good
This is a property at 1246 Essex Road. It is currently vacant. Apparently there was a fire there in February. The violations cited are dilapidated fencing, broken windows, exterior doors, interior surfaces, and the fire damage. The inspector is John Stenson.
Okay. Mr. Stenson.
Good morning again. This case began March 22nd. Came to me as a complaint. This was a fire damage issue. Came from the fire department. The pictures pretty much speak for themselves.
They do.
The only instance is that the interior has been gutted currently. There's no permits on file. The junk vehicle has been removed, and also the parking in the yard. Outside of that, property remains in the same condition.
Have you been in contact with personal contact with the Mr. Connors?
No, I have not. I've had to post notice. Yep.
Okay. But is there work going on there or not?
Apparently, at some point in time, somebody came in and gutted it after the fire.
Okay.
Outside of that, nothing else.
Any other questions for Mr. Stenson? What are you recommending, Mr. Stenson?
Non-compliance and bring property in compliance by next cutoff.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and order respondent to come into compliance by July 3rd and be returned to the board for a consideration of a fine.
So moved.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Like sign opposed. All right. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we'll go to the next page now. All right. It's case number 20, CEB 0613-66, Crystal One LLC. Respondent present. Okay, staff, please.
We would ask to continue this case till next month, did you say? It appears, going back through the records, this case was already condemned by the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to take a look at this and see which way we want to go, if we want to just continue it for 1 month.
Any questions from the board? All right. The board will entertain a motion to continue this case until July 11th. Is there a motion?
So moved.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion passes. All right. Case number 21-061367, Julio Victor Castillo. Is that how you pronounce your name, sir?
Julio Victor Castillo.
No, there you go. Julio Victor Castillo. Okay, please sit down and we'll swear you in a minute. We'll hear from staff first.
Okay, the photos are running up there. This is a owner-occupied single-family home at 363 Jefferson Street. The violations are sanitation, exterior of the property and premises needs to be maintained in a clean, safe, and sanitary condition, and it is not currently being so maintained. There are excessive weeds and plant growth, inoperative or unlicensed vehicle storage on the premises. The exterior walls need to be free from holes, breaks, and looser rotting materials. There is an accumulation of rubbish and garbage, which is a violation of the codes. Smoke alarms need to be installed and maintained. Those are the violations. The inspector is Edwin Lopez. Mr. Lopez.
Okay. Morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Ms. Chair, I visited the property this morning. The property has done some cleanup, but it's still in non-compliance. We still need to pick up some trash and debris and remove the excess yard waste that's on the property. Also, the exterior hasn't been repaired. It's still in violation. Most of all the violations listed haven't been cured. The vehicle in question has no valid tag and is inoperable unless the respondent could show a valid tag. It's still in non-compliance.
All right, Mr. Castillo, would you like to come up and testify? be sworn in first?
Julio Victor Costello.
Raise your right hand, please. Yes. Do solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about this property? You live there?
Yeah.
How long have you lived there?
I live there on and off.
You live there on and off?
On and off.
For how long have you been living there on and off?
Since last January. End of January, something like that.
Okay. All right, what can you tell us about all this?
I was like, you see, if you see this photo here, okay, like a month ago, okay, I had a little barbecue grill, and the corner of the house got burnt, you know, like just...
I understand.
On the outside?
Mm-hmm.
So what
right
I did
there.
Was I, mm-hmm. Right there in the corner.
Yep.
And what I did was I like removed all the clapboard. If you can see, there's the material on the other side of the door. It's like I just removed them because it was like singed, and I removed them. And I've been working on the house little by little, like you know I have been using my yard as I take out materials and I put them in. And if you see all the photos, okay, if you see that under there, I took out, you know, see all that stuff there, that's not garbage, that's all materials that I'm using to, you know, do what I want to do, you know, to the house. And, wood, those bricks... And all those are materials. This is, you know, it's not trash. It's my materials.
Yes.
And I mean, I kind of unfair that those bricks right there is considered garbage. The 2x4 and you know what I mean.
I understand what you're saying.
Materials mm-hmm. and it's
well,
garbage.
Some of it's material.
Garbage.
And there's. Plenty of it that's not. Can you tell me how long you think it will take since you've been living there? How long do you think it's going to take you to fix all this? And
staff, you see that? I put all my stuff inside there.
That doesn't look like building material to me.
Towels to clean my hand, bags with plastic, a wheel and plumbing stuff and materials.
Okay, all right.
It's, you know. And that vehicle has tags.
Where are the tags?
In front of the vehicle.
That's not okay.
I put it in the front glass so because that neighborhood, it's not a nice neighborhood. Okay? So I took my tag and I put it in the front windshield so it won't disappear on me. So I put it on the front windshield and it has tags. And the car runs, it's just after an hour, it starts to overheat, and I have to put, you know, anti-fluid inside of it and everything like that.
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. Himes.
You were saying these are materials, that they are materials that you're using, they should be inside, not outside.
Right. You know, like I put it inside, and when I'm working in the daytime, I put the stuff outside and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But when you finish working, it should go in the next.
Yes,
room.
Yes, yes.
As you see it, the neighborhood is not that good. Don't you think this is making it easier?
I see this. Okay, see this? Okay. See that right there? They came to me and said, you know, all this wood and all this material that you have shouldn't be in the backyard. So what I did was, I said, okay, now what I'm going to do with all this they call garbage. I call it my treasure. I put it in my porch. I said, okay, if I put it in my porch, that's outside the premises, right? It's in my porch. My porch. I can put anything in my porch. So I come over and I put that in the way so I have people coming inside my backyard. You saw the photo. That was me. Okay, all that is materials. It's not garbage. Okay, and if you saw the photo, the one that was before with me, the code enforcer said, oh, you can't have that yellow thing there. I mean, that orange net there. So I said, wow. You know what I mean? Like, you know, all right. took it off.
All right. Mr. Costello, you need to comply a little bit more before we can...
Okay. And if he was there today...
What would he see if he went there today?
Okay. Okay. All that material is all in the porch. All the material's in the porch. And he would see... Okay, he said, get rid of the garbage. So you know what I did? I came over, I got rid of the garbage. But my materials that I want to use, I left it. I'm being compliant. It's just, all of a sudden, my car is an issue. This is an issue.
It looked like the date on the registration was 12.
You see?
It's 2012. Do you want to respond to that?
2012?
Mm-hmm.
What was that about? I didn't get
on your tag.
The tag?
And the tag on the car, does that say 2012?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have the sticker. I have the sticker inside the house. I never put the sticker
Why?
On.
Why? Well, then just not. Well, then put it on.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm complying. I really am.
Well,
I really am.
Now, I think we've heard enough. Does anyone have any more questions? I'd like to know what staff's final recommendation is.
Staff is requesting our next cutoff, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Come into full compliance.
All right. Can you come into full compliance by next month? You can have this all fixed up, taking care of all these things, and have it all fixed up.
It's only 30 days?
Yeah.
Can I get a little bit more, please? 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 Anybody with a heart? Big heart? Small heart?
Yeah. I don't...
Please... I'm asking.
I'm not making that motion.
Please.
Would anyone?
Please.
The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent non-compliance and order respondent to come into compliance by July 3rd or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine.
So
moved. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right. Like, sign, opposed. Motion passes.
July 3rd?
What we'd like you to do is fix up all these things that are on...
I want to tell you something. I have another problem. I went to Home Depot.
You see my original...
Mr. Lopez, we've made our rule... I mean, Mr. Lopez,
yes.
Mr. Costello, we've made our ruling.
I have to order that clapboard to put it back onto the house. I need to order that from Home Depot, and that's going to take time.
That's the reason why I'm asking for that.
Well,
and thank you very much for giving me some more time.
That we've made our ruling, get done as much as you possibly can you have to come into compliance by that date,
okay.
Or you're going to come back here.
Okay, I have to come to compliance.
You have to come back.
Okay.
Come into compliance, and then, if you're not in compliance, we'll consider a fine.
I have to have this by July 3rd.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. All right. Case number 22, CEB061368, Willie Gilmore. Mr. Gilmore present? Okay. Staff?
This is 601 South Martin Luther King Boulevard. I believe it's a commercial property. With an apartment upstairs. There's a list of violations here. I'll let Mr. Lopez testify. He's the inspector.
Mr. Chair, let the record show that Mr. Willie Gilmore was here. He is doing the repairs. They're 95% done. There's just some items that I requested for him to repair, and he's working on that as we speak. He should be done by Saturday, but I'm requesting if we'll give him 10 more days to come into full compliance. The property is basically, I was there this morning, the property is basically 95% done. All the permits and everything has been obtained, and the property should be completed by Saturday. So I'm just giving him more time just to do the other odds and ends that he needs to do on the property.
So we still find him in non-compliance and
yes, ma'am.
Be till the next cutoff date? Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Motion to find respondent. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance in order to respond to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, July 3rd or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine. Is there a motion?
So moved.
The next cutoff.
Motion and a second.
Is it the next meeting or the next?
Next cutoff.
Okay.
Next cutoff. We have motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. Motion passes. Okay, case number 24. C. Did we do 23? Oh, it's another one. Mr. Gilmore, again. It's the same case?
At 605 South Martin Luther King.
That's a different address.
Yes.
Okay. Case number 23, CEB 061369.
This case also is owned by Mr. Gilmore. Eddie Lopez is the inspector. I think it's pretty much the same situation, but you can hear his testimony.
I apologize, Ms. Chair. I should have informed you on that. The property is also in compliance. 95%
this property is in compliance?
No. It's almost done.
Okay,
I just want him to finish some odds and ends things, some touch-up, but it's almost in compliance.
Okay.
If we could just give him the time frame.
Has he a business license now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He's just basically doing the odds and ends on it that I request him to finish up on the building.
Okay. All right, motion to find respondents in noncompliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, July 3rd, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Now we'll go to case number 24. CEB 061370, Wilbert and Gail Williams. Mr. Williams?
No, ma'am.
No, you're going to represent Mr. Williams?
The one that rents the house.
Okay, we'll just sit down for a second. We'll let staff talk.
There's actually two cases on your agenda here for 325 Walnut Street, if we want to take them together.
Good. Should we take them together? Okay.
Case CEB 061371 also.
Mm-hmm.
The first case, item 24 on your agenda, I think relates to the exterior. You know what? I'll let Mr. Lopez tell you.
Okay.
Ms. Chair and members of the board, 061370, it's the exterior, and 061371 is the interior. Property is basically vacant. It's in non-compliance. We have excessive amount of high grass and weeds. The accessory structure, which is the fence, is dilapidated and needs to be either repaired or removed. The fixtures on the interior. Let me just stay with the exterior here since I have the pictures. That's the fencing. The niche is dilapidated. The property is vacant as of this morning. The screening on the property needs to be repaired. It has an accumulation of rubbish on the property. The interior, the stove doesn't work. Certain appliances are inoperable. Plumbing fixtures. Damaged. There's no utilities on the property. That's the heater. It's dilapidated. It needs to be repaired or removed. It's just an enormous amount of violations, of minimum housing violations on the property.
Okay.
There has also, I'd like to say, I haven't made contact with the property owner, Mr. Wilbert.
Mm-hmm.
I've posted the property. But just haven't made any contact. Right. I believe
so there's been no response.
No, ma'am. And I believe the gentleman here rented the property at one time, and he can elaborate more.
Okay, sir, you want to come forward and state your name and be sworn in?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Lamar Wall.
Can you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said Lamar?
Lamar Wall.
Wall?
Yes.
Spell your last name for me, please.
W-A-L-L.
Okay. Thank you.
What would you like? Well, first of all, what's your relationship to Wilbert and Gail Williams?
They're the owners of this house.
They're the owners, and, well, who are you?
A renter.
And you're just here to testify about what?
that to say. I was there when he came around and said about the fence and everything. And I just recently came back from New Jersey.
Okay.
To find all this out, and everybody done moved out the house on me and everything.
What do you mean everybody moved out? You?
It was me and another person and her kids living here as well. And like I said, I just went back to New Jersey on April 1st, and I'm just recently coming back at the end of May. And I had the only thing I had knowledge of was the fence that was down.
Well, I'm not sure that this case has anything to do with you as the renter. This case is about the property and the owners of the property.
And right. And at the same time that I come back, I mean, trying to fix the violations that already stated.
Do you know the owners of the property? Have they given you permission to fix the property, or?
I don't left them messages. I just, no return calls.
So you're trying to fix the property up yourself?
Yes, ma'am. And at the same time, I got the electric, I did the water, and I'm going to take the fence down when I get a chance to.
But you've had no contact with them?
With the owner, no, ma'am.
And do you pay them rent?
I stopped paying the rent. I used to mail it, but since I have no contact, no, I haven't.
Do you have a security deposit with?
Yes.
So okay. They have your
Yes.
But basically, you can't move into it because it's just not happening.
I've been living there since December of last year.
Okay, but you're not currently living there.
No, not at the time. But at the time, we're just trying to clean it up, trying to get everything back in order. Like I said, I just recently came back from New Jersey.
So basically what you're testifying to is that these photos are fairly accurate as to the condition of the place.
Yes, they're accurate, but if he comes by right now, it'll be a whole totally different thing. Like I said, the outside doesn't even look like that. All that trash that was out there is gone. The only thing outside now is the fence and the high weeds. And inside, everything's totally cleaned, everything.
New appliances and so forth.
The stove, it works. It was just they had no the gas wasn't on, but now it's currently on. Everything, like I said, everything on the inside, everything's all clean and everything.
Well, I'm trying to follow. How whose name is the gas in? If you can't contact these people,
Everything's in my name so far. Electric, gas. I'm getting ready to do the water. I just got to go to human.
I'm not sure as to your standing there, but whatever.
Mr. Walls,
yes.
By any chance they have substituted your rent for you to repair this place?
I've been calling the landlord since I've been back, and still to this day, no answer or response.
You have no lease?
Huh?
Is there a lease in existence of any sort?
No.
No lease, so it's a month-to-month agreement.
Yes, that's my attention.
Right. I really think that, this really isn't going to, this has nothing to do with the case before us. I'm sorry to tell you that we have to rule on what's before us and your relationship to that, whether you live there, don't live there, how you live there, whether you're fixing it up or not. The case is really about the property and the people that own the property. Right. So I'm going to ask for a final recommendation from staff.
Address that we have for Wilbert Eagle Williams is 325 Walnut Street, which is this property. Do you have another address for him?
I do, but I don't have it with me at the time.
Can you get that? Do you have contact with the inspector?
I called their office yesterday trying to get hold of them. That's why I spoke to another gentleman. That's why I'm here today.
I mean, if you could get the address,
yes.
Can you give it to the
yes.
inspector?
Yes.
Do you know where we're living?
In North Carolina, as far as I know. That's where we was mailing our rent payment to.
And it's your testimony that you actually are fixing up the property.
Yes, because I was staying there in May, and I just came back at the end of.
Our recommendation is a finding of
non-compliance. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And bring it back the next
go. All right, Chair, I'll entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance in order to respond to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, July 3rd, to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Just to clarify, these are for both cases? Right.
For both cases. This is for both cases.
Can I add something to that?
All right, a motion and a second, and then we can go back and ask for discussion? Or would you, okay, we can stop right now. Go ahead.
You have several sanitation issues and safety issues. I think we should also include that it cannot be occupied until these things are corrected.
Wait, we can't do that?
No.
No? It's not health, not health and safety issue?
Well, it's up to you. Is there a health safety issue?
We would have to go out and inspect based on that picture from April.
All right, so we don't have that information. So at this time, we can't rule on that, right? Okay.
Correct. Okay. If you would like to come out tomorrow, I can meet him out at the house tomorrow, and I can show him everything.
Well, you get with him after the meeting, and we'll see what, you know, what he can do. All right, so we have a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Harrington. Who made the motion? Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed? Motion carries. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, I think that concludes the cases. We have some miscellaneous business. Mr. Sino is...
Madam Chairman, what had happened last month is we had... misinterpreted the bylaws. The bylaws do not require four votes for a motion to have a quorum. Only on they require four votes if it's a lien review, which isn't a bad idea to have four votes for a lien review. So what basically what happened is the motion that we thought was defeated actually carried. It really doesn't in any way jeopardize or compromise the respondent because. When you find someone in noncompliance and then find them in compliance and dismiss the case, they've been found in noncompliance. So if they come back in the same location and they redo the same violation at the same location, it's considered a repeat violation under Florida statutes. You're not a will find under our statute, our order. But if, so we can go back. They get a right to a hearing, but we can go back to the time that they actually found the violation occur, and we can double the fines. So we don't need to go ahead and set that matter for another hearing. We just not leave probably to let these minutes reflect that the motion carried last month rather than didn't carry last month.
I do have the will find order here to be executed and then to non-proton back to the
right. I don't think it's going to prejudice the defendant anyway either way. Because if it did, we'd have to have him come back here again. Right. And I don't think it's going to prejudice him either way. Okay. So we can either. Let the motion reflect that the motion did pass, and we can go ahead and sign the will find order. We feel uncomfortable with that. We can just leave it as it is. I don't feel it prejudiced. As I said, I don't feel it compromised the defendant anyway.
Because the motion finding them in noncompliance
was fine.
What had already
right, passed. Right.
Yeah.
So we probably don't need to do anything at this point.
I think the minutes should reflect that the motion passed.
Okay.
I don't. I wouldn't have the order signed. I would sign the order because he's not here. It was represented by counsel.
Right.
He's not here. We led him to believe that there was not going to be an order. Now he's signing an order. I think we'd have to have, in order to do that, we would have to have him give him notice to come back here again. I don't think we need to do that. It's much to do about nothing, in my opinion. I just think we should just let the minutes reflect, the motion pass, and just leave it that way.
Okay.
I mean, that's my recommendation. You can do it, you know.
Okay. If I understand you, it's been the practice of this court, I guess, to actually get an order that says we
right.
will violate
absolutely.
That's
right.
Violation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
However, that's really an unnecessary step under the Florida statutes because the repeat violation under the Florida statutes actually has that same effect,
right.
whether you enter that
so
or not.
Yeah. We don't need a motion
so
to amend the minutes?
Yeah, you could do that if you want.
Yeah.
3-1.
You could certainly do that. I would feel uncomfortable in signing this order and say represented by counsel. And counsel's not here.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Harrington, you want to make a motion?
I make a motion to amend the minutes of what is the date?
May 9th. May 9th minutes.
May 9th.
Second.
And enter the case number, which I don't have.
So, right.
To reflect that the motion passed.
Right.
All right, there's been a motion by Mr. Harrington and a second by Mrs. Himes. Motion to amend the minutes.
It's CB 051345.
To reflect that the motion, the original motion passed.
That's correct.
Since I wasn't here, I can't vote.
Yeah, it's a procedural motion. It's a procedural motion, not a substantive motion.
This is simply a motion to amend the minutes.
We're just amending the minutes. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. All right, that motion carries. So, Mr. Sino, I just want to be clear about the four votes.
Only if it's a lien review.
Only if it's a lien review. Right. And where do we find that? Where
in
was
the bylaws.
That in the bylaws.
In the bylaws
of...
Here it is.
Okay.
In the event there are only four members present, which there was because Mr. Bourne
Recused
himself,
right.
Four affirmative votes are required to adopt any order of granting relief and a lien review.
Okay.
We're setting a higher burden, leave you, which isn't a bad thing.
No, I don't think so either. Okay.
Otherwise, it's a simple majority.
Simple majority.
Okay.
So we had four people vote, it would be 3-1.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Is there any other business? All right. Thank you all. Meeting adjourned.
Yeah.